Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday night!
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. I have been tested this morning on this Feel Good Friday. I think that I'm somewhat in a better place. I do believe that the Knicks will not lose another game to the Sixers. I'm confident after the crap that went on last night. They had their game. They had their little revenge. And Joel Embiid tempting the sports god's fate with the touching the money and then playing dirty last night. It's just not going to work out for them. They are going to lose the next two games. The Knicks will move on in five. I just know it. I feel it. The Islanders, unfortunately, are done down 3-0. That was disappointing last night. I hated the fact that my team drafted J.J. McCarthy. However, I think the Jets and the Giants did very, very well last night. I love Malik Nabers for the Giants. They desperately needed that. And I think Joe Douglas, more than anything, understands that he's got to keep Aaron Rodgers upright. He's got to keep him protected. And they need to have one of the best offensive lines in football for them to succeed in this very, very tough AFC.
You know, and they need to win. They, of course, it's 9-8 ain't going to get it done, man. They need to win the division. I think they're a better team. You know, maybe Tyreek Hill's the difference maker in the entire division.
Yeah.
But I think they're better than the other teams, assuming that Aaron is 100% healthy and he's going to be able to do what we were hoping he was going to do last year. If he's 100% healthy, then I think overall they're a better team than the other three teams that are in this division. Buffalo lost all those great players to free agency. They spent a lot of money on Josh Allen. They took a big cap hit on Steph Diggs. They're a good team, and Josh is going to keep him in every game. That's how good of a player he is, and he'll raise the level of the players that are already there that you really haven't heard much about, but I'm sure that Brandon Bean feels, their GM feels, like they have players that are there that are ready to take the next step. So this is like why Chicago would draft Rome Odunze at number 9, because they know Keenan Allen has only got 1 year left on his contract.
Mm.
So why not grab one of the best wide receivers in the draft, pair him with one of the best quarterbacks in the draft? And I have to say, while when Ryan Poles got there, I was wondering exactly what he was trying to do. If I had to give a grade to a general manager over the last 2 years in the NFL, an A+, I would give it to Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears.
Well, as we sit here now, we got to see, this is Caleb Williams going to be what you expect him, or the haters out there that hate the fact that he paints his nails, hate the fact that he jumped into the crowd, hate the fact that he's one of these new age nil athletes. I mean, I don't think he's bust proof at all. And the history of quarterbacks in Chicago has been a mess.
Well,
and
he's going to change it.
Right, he has an opportunity to change that, but. But yeah, I mean, as we sit here right now, those two guys, I mean, if my team had drafted those two guys, I would be just over the moon.
Yeah, and you would also be happy if you would have drafted Jaden Daniels, too.
Well, yeah, I love Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so I think that Washington did well. Now, the interesting thing for me is watching Bill Belichick on McAfee last night talking about these players and how much he loves Malik Nabers. If the Giants don't win this year.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to say it. I mean, because I
well,
like
you have already. You've said it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they got to win. These teams have got to win. And now the Giants have passed on yet another quarterback opportunity. Whether you like it or not, they had an opportunity. I don't know if they were trying to go up and really get one. But if it goes south again this year, and Mr. Personality himself, Mr. Bill Belichick, is available, you know, could you see him coaching Malik Nabers next year?
Yeah. I mean,
he was so effusive in his praise of him.
Yeah, it would. Well, yeah, but I think he would have done that wherever he was selected. I don't think it was just because of the Giants pick. I mean, I don't think that Bill Belichick needs to do something like that to be coveted by John Mara. We know how much John Mara loves Bill Belichick already. I don't. It would have to be really bad for Brian Daboll to get. I mean, really bad, meaning 4 wins or worse, maybe 5.
So, all right. Let me. I just said what I said about the Jets and the AFC East, and I do believe that. Assuming Aaron Rodgers, actually Tyrod Taylor's a good enough player, I think, that they could win 4 or 5 games with him if he had to play just 4 or 5 games.
I mean, that's the whole point of getting a veteran backup in there finally because of what happened last year.
Yeah, and plus the Giants look better with him.
Yeah.
All right. So, where are the Giants in the pecking order of the NFC East? Look, they just added one player. And then they had a great offseason in terms of trading and free agency and adding Brian Burns, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I will give Joe Shane a lot of credit for that. They have a new defensive coordinator who wants violence or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, violence. I think that the Giants, answer your question, are where they were last year going into the season, which is third. I mean, in a solid third. They're nowhere near the top two teams in that division.
Daniel Jones gets healthy. Daniel Jones comes back and
Daniel
he's motivated.
Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And he's healthy and he's motivated.
Right.
No? Yes? I would think that he'd be motivated.
I thought you were going to say that then if that happens, they could win the division. I don't think so. I don't think they're good enough.
Well, you still think Philadelphia's better. Plus,
and I think the Cowboys are better, too.
You were paying attention up at Philadelphia, signed Saquon Barkley in free agency.
Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley.
Dan Jones, Saquon Barkley. What's the other one?
Nick Davis,
Saquon Barkley, Dan Jones, Nick Davis.
You think all the Giant fans around here are happy?
Yeah.
I got a core four of Giant fans. I will not name their names, and I told them that I would not name their names.
Tony Toronto.
No, I'm not naming names. Just leave me alone. I'm just saying I got a core four. Core four of Giant fans in my life who are experienced Giant fans. They've been around for a long time. Not some of these Gen X types of people. These are people that, you know, are hard scrabble people.
Gen Z.
Gen X, whatever.
Gen X. They were born in the 70s, Gen X.
I like them.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Okay.
But anyway, to go back to this, I asked them each one to give me what they wanted out of this draft, like with the first pick, the Giants' first pick.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them said Nabers.
That's great.
So my core four of Giant fans that I go to for like in-depth emotional Giant nonsense, because they're all emotional. It's amazing how emotional they are.
Nabers.
Some are to a point, you know, unrealistic. And they think like, you know, they're crossing the Delaware with George Washington every time they take the field. You know what I'm saying? By the way, there's a little river. But I don't know. They were really happy. So you got to believe that all the Giant fans around here are going to be happy about this.
Yeah. Yeah, Malik Nabers is a name I can hear Francesa saying. Like, Nabers. I think they did really well with Nabers. You know, we all know that Nabers is going to be a star. So, I mean, you know, they took Nabers. And we all knew they were going to take Nabers. And they got Nabers. So, Nabers is now on the Giants as they selected Malik Nabers. So, they went with Nabers.
Nabers.
Yeah. No, I love it, man. I was with the Giant fan last night at the game. And he was sick to his stomach thinking they were going to take J.J. McCarthy when he was available.
You know why? Because you were probably beating him over the head with that.
No. It was his own opinion. Sick to his stomach. And then it didn't happen. And I said, you're going to get Nabers. It'll be fine. Nabers. And he got neighbors, and it was great. And it turned his whole
night
around.
Your boy Brian Daboll just threw smoke out there, man. He was just throwing it out there.
Well, maybe
Rich Eisen. He used Rich Eisen as his voice.
No, I still think all that stuff's true. I just think that they decided to be safe and didn't go crazy to trade up to get Drake May. I think they tried, but it just wasn't in the cards. But I do think that they were trying to get their quarterback this draft.
You know what's amazing? I wonder if they had a deal. I don't know, but I wonder if they had a deal with somebody in front of them, either the Patriots or, you know, I'm just trying to think. And the owner kiboshed the trade.
Meaning trade up for May, you're saying?
Trade up for May. Because they're not going to trade with Washington, of course. Cale Williams was going to Chicago. So the only team they really could have traded with to get one of the top three quarterback would have been the Patriots. And I wonder if they had a framework of a deal and maybe John Mara said, that's way too much. We're not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, we know that John Mara basically has final say on a lot of these things.
Now, he did say if they wanted to take quarterback, it's up to them. That's why I hired them, and I appreciated that statement. But you know, the owners do get involved, and they, you know, I don't know whether or not they had something in place that was going to be good, but who knows?
All right, let's go. This is funny. Let's go to Anthony in Bergen County. What's going on, Anthony?
Gio.
Yeah. Wilmer. What's up, man?
Gio, I got a serious problem with the Jets pick.
Yeah.
How is Joe Beningo going to pronounce this guy's name?
You know, bro, and they can do whatever they want, all right? But we know that Olu Fashinunu was not the guy. Can you get Bowers in here? Can we have a tight end for once? It's actually, I mean, how many times do you have to go with offensive line? You just took that stiff Becton, and now you got Fashinunu in here. I mean, you could change the practice facility, you could change the uniforms, you put on a draft. I'm thinking we're getting Bowers, bro. And then John Sununu is picked. I mean, come on. Bro.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think Coach texted Joe last night before the pick?
Yeah, said how much he hated Zach Wilson, and he was happy that he was gone.
How about Zach Wilson and Bo Nix together working for Sean Payton?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that quarterback room is that's an interesting one.
I mean, I don't know if Bo Nix is going to walk in there. Like, you're a first round pick. You should be like, go get the job. It's your job.
Can't believe six guys were taken.
1983, six guys were taken. No, three are Hall of Famers.
But in the top, what, 12?
It's crazy.
Insane.
Well, it's a quarterback-driven league. Everybody's looking for that guy. Who is the next guy?
Who's the guy? Are you the guy? You're not the guy. By the way, you know who won last night in a big way? Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito, who we're going to see at Boomer and Geo Live with Cheese QB2? On Friday. No, Drew Locke's there now. So Drew Locke's definitely going to be the backup, but I think Tommy DeVito's he will be a giant next year. He'll be the third string quarterback again. I would imagine.
You know, when he played, he had fun. It looked like he was having fun.
Yeah, we had fun too.
Giant fans were having fun. Everybody's having fun with him. You know, so I don't know. You never know.
By the way, we have lined up an incredible show for this Boomer and Geo Live. We've got surprise guests coming that will, I guarantee, will bring the house down. Multiple of them. So Tommy DeVito's not a surprise. Tommy DeVito, he will be there.
Yes.
We know he will be there. He's going to hang out, and it'll be, he'll make Sean Morash a human chicken cutlet, and we're going to put him in a giant bun, and he's going to be a chicken parmesan hero. And it's going to be great. But there are two guys that will join us that night that we're keeping a surprise for the audience because we want to surprise them, that will bring the house down.
Can't wait for that.
Bring it down. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan CBS Sports Network. I feel good Friday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe.
Yeah, baby!
You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby.
Yeah, baby!
I look around and the city's cold and empty.
Oh, so he's basically just doing a cover of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You like it?
I like this better than the Weeknd song. I hate this Weeknd song. I don't like the Weeknd at all. Gives me a headache.
We have a local country station in Jersey.
Yeah.
That's new from time to time. I heard Rascal Flatts' Life as a Highway. Is that new or is that an old remake he's done?
Old remake.
Yeah. I thought that was new. Yeah. Never mind. Not so cool.
So the answer is I like this version better than the Weeknd version.
Okay, whatever.
But I don't like this song.
Okay.
It's one of my least favorite pop songs in the last 20 years.
Man,
I really don't like
it's
it.
It's not Dua Lipa. He hates it. That's all there is
That's
to it.
That's not true.
No, he was all in on all that.
I just did Shaboozy, and I just did
all that 80s music he loves.
All the 80s music. What are you talking about?
Yeah, baby!
I don't like The Weeknd. He had that one song that I liked in the beginning. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. And then after that, every one of his songs is just like wispy and weird, and he's like trying to do a Michael Jackson impersonation, but he can't. Strange. So that's my take on that. He's the JJ McCarthy of
pop music.
Just not good enough. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Now, you mentioned JJ McCarthy, so let's start with the NFL draft. Then we'll get to the Knicks loss and the Sixers win in just a moment. So no surprise, the first pick was Caleb Williams to the Bears. Here was Ryan Poles.
When you watch the tape, it was easy to see the talent. Wanted him on our team.
And so we kind of knew. Remember, they told us they knew who they were taking. They knew. Here was Williams approaching the stage. This was courtesy of NFL Network. He was fired up.
When you...
yeah, that's right.
When you...
I don't know. I didn't see this. I got home a little late for this last night, so I don't know if he was screaming as he was approaching the interview and coming on the stage, whatever.
When he
was
coming on the stage.
That when you
he walked through the tunnel that they had built there and everything, and then when he got out there and saw everybody.
Got it. So
by the way, 3/4 of the fan bases that were there were Lions fans.
I shouldn't be surprised, because I remember in Philly how crazy it was a couple years ago.
How about Nashville?
That overhead. Nashville, too. But Nashville, I know, I feel like there's bars and it's a party. Detroit looked nuts last night.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I mean, that is, for a guy to just come up every 9 minutes and say, with the first pick and the NFL's, and they just sit there and they, I saw a license plate guy there at one point.
Yeah, when he got to the Giants. He made it on TV.
He did.
He's incredible.
It goes to show you just how popular the NFL is. I mean, it is crazy.
Now, all kidding aside,
one of the great ideas was to move this thing around and to make it into what it is.
By comparison, I'm not picking on the other sports. I'm not. If MLB, the NHL, and the NBA combined had a one-night draft, do they get a 25% of those people that show up?
Probably not.
I mean, that's how much of a behemoth this thing is. Really, it's something.
NBA draft people, I mean, depending on what, like, if they have a couple of really great college prospects, guys that you know, someone like a Zion draft, you could get some people there.
Sure.
But NHL and MLB, no way.
Hmm. Here was Williams on NFL Network. Just amazing.
To be able to look at this crowd, dream of these moments, see many, 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 many before me be in this moment, have this type of crowd. To be able to be here, it's an honor, and I'm very privileged.
He's very privileged.
Said all the right things.
Yes, he did. Yeah. There's no doubt. Now I see it with the big hug.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May to the Patriots. Here was May. Whether it's the fact that Tom Brady was there, whether it's the fact that Belichick's not, new staff, maybe the roster stinks, whatever the case might be, he was asked that a lot of people say that New England is really a bad situation now for a young quarterback. Here was May.
I think they're wrong. I think, you know, that defense last year, you know, had a lot of teams at low points, and you know, looking forward to helping anyway in the offense, offensively, and just looking forward to being there with Coach Mayo in his first year. Congrats to him, and you know, I think anybody who's saying that, I think, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll find out this season.
And prove them wrong is what he will say. It's exactly right. In terms of closer to home, we know that the Giants,
like Justin Herbert's little brother.
It does.
That's
speaking
crazy.
Of that, when Joe Alt was taken,
yeah,
I thought it was his younger sister sitting next to him. And then he gets up and hugs her, and they're like, oh, Joe and his girlfriend, I guess. Maybe it was his sister. I don't know. But the two of them look like children. Like, Joe Alt is an NFL player now. He's such a baby face.
Yeah, I know.
They look so young.
No, I agree. It blows your mind. And some, like, you ever, speaking of other teams are drafts, some of these NHL kids that get drafted.
They're 18 and 19 years
it's
old.
It's insane.
Well, you remember we had Jack Hughes in here. No, Nico Hischier in here.
Who I think was 17
yes.
at the time, maybe 18.
We had Jack Hughes in. You were not here that day. You were off, and Jerry and I didn't. He looked like he was 10.
Yeah.
It really is something. Anyway, here's Malik Nabers' message to Giant fans as he was taken 6th overall.
I want them to know they're getting a dog. A person that's going to love the city, show the fans love, get in the community, and do great things.
Pretty good. They're all saying the right things. Here is Joe Douglas. Of course, the Jets taking Penn State offensive tackle Olufashinu. They moved down one slot to 11 to do so. Is he a left tackle in the NFL was the question.
Well, I think that's what he's had his most success at in high school and college, and obviously been a dominant left tackle at Penn State the last two seasons. So, yeah, we've got a great room of vets that can take him under their wing.
Yeah, like Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, and that was kind of the point we were talking about last time.
I want to take this call here because we're talking draft. There's a guy who worked here for a while. He now moved out to Minnesota. He's actually working for KFAN,
which
is the Minnesota Vikings radio network. His name's Robbie Rosenhaus.
That's a real fan. Robbie.
He's a diehard fan. And Biggs, you called him?
Yeah.
He was a big guy. I don't know if he's still that big, but he's a big guy. I don't know what he wants to say to me this morning about J.J. McCarthy, but here he is, Robbie Rosenhaus. What's going on, man? Good morning.
I haven't heard Biggs in about 15 years. Oh, my goodness. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Now, are you still a big guy or no?
I'm actually...
He's still fat?
For the first time since high school, I am under 300 pounds. So
Love to hear it.
I'm at about 280 right now, looking a little svelte. You can check it out on Twitter.
Okay. You're unbelievable. All right, tell me about J.J. McCarthy.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, he was unbelievable. believable in the clutch when it came to winning the national championship for them. You have to look at the GM and what the coach did here, and they played it so perfectly. Look at all the off-season news when it came to Kirk Cousins. It was, oh, well, maybe we want him back, maybe we don't. They never wanted him back. This was always the plan. It was either going to be McCarthy, Daniels, or May, and they were going to play it beautifully, and that's what they did. It would have been furious if they would have moved up and had to give up next year's first-round pick, because then they would have been in the same boat as Carolina last year, where they ended up giving up a first, and now they just have Bryce Young, and they have a terrible team. This was the right move. Plus, they stayed at 23 and got the best defensive player in the draft. Look at the two New York teams when they've doubled up in the first round, Sauce and Wilson, Thibodeau. So you have to get elite players. I could care less what Rick Spielman did with his six-round picks that are selling gyros in Astoria right now. I could really care less.
They
got two elite players, and I'm super pumped about it.
All right. You think that J.J. McCarthy's an elite player, and they played it beautifully by trading up one spot when the Broncos probably weren't even interested in trading up and getting ahead of them? You think that's playing it beautifully?
Well, I think the Raiders, I think some other teams could have moved up. Maybe the Broncos, like McCarthy over Knicks, they ended up staying there and taking Knicks, but to give up a fifth and sixth-round pick, if you listen to Kwesi after the draft, it's about minimizing regret. You're going to sit on your couch in July and think about where J.J. McCarthy's in Denver or in Vegas getting ready for camp when you're sitting there with Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins,
possibly,
and Josh Dobbs.
We're going to get back to Jerry of the update. You can't possibly be positive about Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy being the two options going into next. You can't. You're lying to yourself.
I'm not. Okay, so here's what you're not seeing. The coach got the best football out of Kirk Cousins. The coach got the best football out of Josh Dobbs, who's a rocket scientist and is better served as a Jeopardy contestant than quarterbacking my football team. So I trust the coach. I trust the scheme. It's worked in L.A., and now it's working here. And you have elite playmakers on both sides of the ball now, and I think that it's a dog-eat-dog division, and you had to take a big swing, and that's what they did.
All right, Robbie, it's good to hear your voice, man. I'm glad you're under 300 pounds, and I am now no longer a Minnesota Vikings fan, so don't text me about that.
I'm out of here. I really am.
I'm out. You, I'm out.
I was going to have you join you on my show tonight. I'm on the air tonight. I was going to have you join me now.
You know what you're doing.
He knows
man.
What he's doing. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, no, because if I put you on the air, then my boss is going to call me and say, "What the hell are you doing?" So.
Yeah, because I am going to quit in Minnesota. That would be perfect. Quit being a Vikings fan on the Vikings radio network. That would be awesome.
Robbie, he's in.
Yeah, I'm in. Just be like quitting the softball team. Same thing. Perfect.
Jesus Christ. Or like hitting yourself in the face with a golf ball.
Yeah, right.
Or Kevin Durant getting paid not to play.
Dead horse.
A couple of other things from the draft here. So the Michael Penix to the Falcons thing took a lot of people by surprise. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot did their press conference afterwards. And of course, I go to search Terry Fontenot, and a lot of things come up, and it's not how great he is, but it's fire him now.
Oh, wow.
Some people are not happy. But you listen to Raheem Morris on why they signed Kirk Cousins and why they made this pick. It's 20 seconds. He's essentially talking about they want to win a lot now and a lot more later.
We won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And these guys go off the board pretty quickly, and we thought it would be important for us to address our future quarterback right now while we're picking this low in these moments and to be able to move forward. You know, fortunately enough with us, we got a Kirk Cousin in the building. We got a guy that can go out there and win football games, and we should be picking high enough. We talked about winning the South. We talked about doing some of these things. That includes going to the playoffs.
Which means,
you know,
not.
Here's the thing. When you listen to what he just said,
I agree.
It makes total sense about what they did, because he's thinking, all right, I have my established quarterback. I have a really good young team around him. We're going to win over these next few years.
But can I play this and then ask follow up with a question?
Sure, I think that makes total sense.
I agree with you. I agree. If it was 30 years ago, here's why. This was Fontenot.
If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have, because we're doing so well at that position.
But then everything we talk about is you've got to win when they're young, so
yeah,
you can spend the money. Then
right.
You got to pay them.
But this is basically the Green Bay model.
I know that, which has not worked yet.
They should have beaten the 49ers.
One point
about this. And Jordan Love's going to get a new contract.
One point about this model thing and having a guy sit. He's not the guy, Penix, that needed to sit like some of these other guys. Anthony Richardson's the type of guy that needed to sit. Michael Penix played a ton of football,
a ton of games, and he's older, too.
And so now you're going to have him sit there forever? He's not the guy who played like 1 or 2 years of college football, starting, rather, and like Zach Wilson. He was the guy that should have been sitting.
Here's the other good news about this situation. If Kirk Cousins goes down or misses a few games, this kid will be able to come in and support the team. And I don't know. I understand what Raheem Morris is saying. They're expecting to win now, which means that their draft picks are going to be farther back in the draft, and they may never get a chance to draft a guy like this. So they're securing their future, which to me is smart. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to get some more picks here. The Arthur Blank has proven that he'll spend money in free agency. I don't know. It makes sense the way that Raheem lays it out.
Ton of sense.
When you get a minute, search Ryan Poles on Twitter. He basically was laughing at the pick.
Really?
Yeah. When they ask him about it, he starts laughing.
Wow.
Well, he's just worried about his own team.
All right. I agree. I'm just saying that video is out there, yes. Sixers beat the Knicks 125-114, 54. Joel Embiid, who also had that flagrant one on Mitchell Robinson, who did leave the game with the sprained ankle. Here was Nick Nurse, specifically on Embiid and the play, not the play that got Mitchell Robinson injured, but his play on the night.
Tonight he was aggressive, right? And I know that's like the word. Oh, he was so aggressive, but he was driving it, he was rolling downhill, he was catching and shooting quick.
But also committing dirty fouls. Yeah. He also hit Hartenstein in the nads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, think about him. He threw his ass out there, pulled a guy down on the field, and kicked somebody in the chops.
And there's a night.
Yeah, well, sure was on my team.
So here was Tom Thibodeau, asked about the flagrant foul.
Which one? The one they called or the one they didn't call? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure we have clarity on that.
He was annoyed.
Oh, okay. That one. Oh, okay.
Just like Nick Nurse was annoyed previous
Nick Nurse is a baby. Tibbs is a man, you know? The way he answers his question. Nick Nurse.
The official refs. Beep, 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 beep. He's trying to call time out.
Tibbs is like, which one? The one that they missed? That one? Yeah. Idiots.
Jalen Brunson at 39 points, 13 assists in the loss. Game 4 Sunday. And you know how the TNT guys, they come on before the game, intermission, after the game, then they got the late game. So the Nuggets beat the Lakers 112-105. I guess the post game went just a little long for Charles Barkley as they were trying to wrap. Well, he was hoping they were going to wrap up.
There were 130 paint points between two teams tonight. Just 30
What's from wrong?
Three-point land. What's up?
Are we just going to stay on TV till LeBron come out the shower?
No, we've got...
Because, you know, we got stuff to do.
We like Shaq.
It's 1:19.
Like Shaq in a flu.
Are we just going to sit here until LeBron... LeBron, get your ass out the shower.
Yeah, we're wasting time waiting for the LeBron press conference.
That is, yeah. I mean,
and he had it.
I mean, it is crazy. 1:19. I mean, Jesus.
I know.
It's so stupid that these games go on like this, and they're sitting on the East Coast where they're in Atlanta, right?
They're in Atlanta, and that game was at Staples Center, or whatever the hell it's called. Now, just real quick, the Yankees did lose to the A's 3-1. They wind up splitting the 4-game series. They're in Milwaukee tonight. You got the Mets and the Cardinals tonight out at Citi Field. And the Islanders did lose to the Hurricanes 3-2. So Carolina up 3-0. Game 4 tomorrow afternoon. Tonight in Washington, it's Game 3 Rangers Capitals. Blue Shirts up 2-0 there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time.
baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Everywhere I go, people wanna know who I am. So
just trying some new things.
Here's Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. What the hell is this?
New guided by voice.
Everywhere I go, people want to know.
It's better now. I like this part of the song. Okay. At the beginning, it was a little confusing to me.
Yeah, baby!
Well, we used to get on the bus for a football game.
Yeah.
Give it one of those, right?
It's Feel Good Friday, Boomer. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
But it is. And we are very, very excited for a Rangers-Capitals Game 3
tonight.
Thank
you very much, yes.
And I know that you are going to do the one shift, one period thing, and don't underestimate them. They're going to come flying, and that ice down there and everything else, that home ice advantage that they may have. The Capitals are dead.
They like to rock the red is what they like to do. And then they'll come out flying. You know, the good news is that there's a guy by the name of Philip Hedl that's hanging around.
Yeah, I know.
And it looks like at some point, at some situation, we might see him on the ice, which would be great because that would just ramp up the speed that we would have. And it would also create incredible matchup advantages for us. If in fact he does play. I don't think he'll play tonight, but I do think that there will be a time where we will see him somewhere in the playoffs. I think tonight, because you're playing in their building, you know, and Wilson's going to be running all over the place trying to take everybody's head off, that it's going to be pretty intense. It's going to be a very physical game, most likely. And I just hope the Rangers play to their strength, which is moving the puck and skating, and boy, can they shoot.
Yeah! So. You're going to go up 3-0 just like the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. I will actually be in Washington for, not at the game, though. At the game.
I was going to say, you're going to go to the game. Maybe play a little member guest situation.
Actually getting together with four Maryland quarterbacks, me and three others.
You're going to play some golf together. That's awesome.
Be taking some money from Frank, Bob, and Stan.
Wow.
Right from my pocket.
Stan Gelbaugh.
Yep.
Frank Reich.
And Bob Milkovich.
Oh, wow.
Bob was quarterback right before me.
That's really cool.
Frank was right after me, and then Stan was right after Frank.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that situation. You guys talking quarterback stuff, you know? Like a tee in the ground, I'd like to be. Listen to you guys. Yep. Chopping it up. The old days.
The old days, yeah.
Just tearing through the whole state of Maryland.
Yeah.
Cloud of dust.
Cloud of dust. See ya.
All right. Let's go to Papio in Rockville Center. What's going on, Papio?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Papio. What's happening?
Hey, at the end of Sal and BT's show,
yeah,
they were BT was talking about Michael Penix and, you know, how he takes comfort in the fact that Boomer, with all his football knowledge, likes Penix as well. And Sal goes, really? You know, do you think he really has more knowledge than we do, than I do? And BT's going, well, he played the game. He forgot more than you'll ever know. And Sal was going, I don't think so.
Well, it's funny that you bring this up, Papio, because we went and got the audio, and I think you did a pretty good job of recreating it. But let's just make sure that you hear the full version before you form an opinion on this, Boomer. Let's hear it.
I don't love the way he throws the football necessarily. Yeah. Some, you know.
Boomer loves him.
Yeah.
And I like, independent, I'm not saying I love him because Boomer loves him. Boomer knows more football. He forgot more football than this entire show will ever know combined. He does. Come on.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has forgotten a lot of football, that's for sure.
He does. So.
Wow.
I'm not.
Big Ton came
thank
in
you,
there,
thank you. BT took good care of me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I don't think Sal has seen much of Michael Penix's games. That's all I could tell you. Because if you watch his games, and you watch how he throws and you watch the accuracy in which he delivers the ball and how far down the field he throws it, then you'll realize just how good of a college football player the kid is. And plus, he wasn't a guy that ran around a lot. You know, he actually stood in the pocket and processed the reads down the field, which is one of the most important aspects of a quarterback.
I appreciate you going deep into the Michael Penix evaluation here, but there's a couple things we need to address about that audio. One, Big Tongue comes in with a meat cleaver in this situation, which is very, very shocking and disrespectful. I don't know why Big Tongue thinks he could do something like that to you. And then also...
Yeah,
he definitely has forgotten a lot of football, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oof. Big Tongue Hoffman.
It's like he forgot that he made a commitment to riding a five-borough bike tour and then backed out.
Right.
Because his fat ass is too big.
So
how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
You fat ass. And then also, the cackling. Who is this cackling? Who is the person that is piling on with the laughing in the background? The ha, ha, ha!
That sounds like Dove.
It's not Dove. Dove is not there. Dove does not laugh like that.
Okay.
Is this Sean Morash? This was like right at 2 o'clock. So it's either, because it's not Pete Hoffman, because Big Tongue is talking during that. It could be Morash, because Morash, it was like right around 2, and he was probably in the control room getting ready for stuff. So it's probably that. Or it could have been whoever does the update at that time. But I'm kind of thinking it's Sean. So, I mean... These guys are over there.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Yeah, he definitely has forgotten a lot of football, that's for sure.
He does. So.
Who's that?
I think it's Morash.
I think it's Morash.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be a chicken cutlet on a stage in about a week, so, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, good for him.
Yeah, I saw Big Tongue after the show yesterday. He was cleaning his car by licking it.
Yeah.
He was giving it a nice detailed job. James and Nyack, what's going on, James?
Boomer and Geo.
What up, James?
What's up, boys? If I could talk about my three favorite things, it's Michigan football, New York Rangers hockey, and Stephen Waldron.
Today is your day, then.
I got a few questions for you, Geo.
Yeah.
Do you like athletic quarterbacks?
Of course I like athletic quarterbacks.
Do you like mobile quarterbacks?
Yes, as long as they're not putting themselves in danger, yes.
Do you like leaders, team-first quarterbacks, accurate quarterbacks, quarterbacks with strong arms, quarterbacks who are endorsed by Jim Harbaugh?
Mm.
What you worrying about, bro?
Wow.
J.J. McCarthy is going to be a stud NFL quarterback. Everyone says that he doesn't have the stats. That's because he's a team-first guy that didn't play for a team that just chucked the ball around the field. All he did was come in, say he wanted to win, led his team, and won. The kid possesses everything that you need in a NFL quarterback, and the kid is going to be a stud.
So why did it take so long for him to be a top 10 guy? Why was it that even after they won the national championship, if you looked at the top draft evaluators, they didn't even have him going in the first round?
I think it's because of his stats and because they don't think he's through enough in college. But the truth is, he got himself there. He got himself
by running a great campaign. And he ran a great campaign, and I'm stealing that line from Chris Hogan last night. He was able to convince. So this is what happens, James, and I've said this probably 10 million times over the last 2 weeks. There's more quarterback needy teams than there are quarterbacks
available.
Right. So everybody's been talking about the top three guys in this draft for a year. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. So whoever the next guys are, and especially the first of the next group, always gets overrated. Because a quarterback needy team that can't get up to take one of those top quarterbacks then convinces themselves that they love the next guy because they need a quarterback. So they might not like J.J. McCarthy. They like the idea of J.J. McCarthy.
Well, you know, the one thing I will say, if I can, for 1 minute, just go back to my own college career.
Sure.
We didn't throw a lot of balls. We ran a lot. We played defense. We had a lot of play action pass. I think I may have averaged 26 or 27 passes a game, if that much. You know, nowadays, these kids are averaging over 40 passes a game, especially like if it's Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have had incredible college careers that even Caleb Williams, incredible college careers. What that last caller is talking about is being a selfless player and playing within a system that may not actually bring the best out in you. I would say that was Jack Cohn at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like you and I talked about, like, Jack Cohn, the athlete, is an incredible athlete. But you go to Wisconsin and you play for, like, a brain-dead coach.
Hey, that's a friend of mine.
And you know, you're not keeping up with the times in college.
Yeah.
It's very hard to accentuate your quarterback's attributes, which I think that really hurt Jack Cohn. But then when he finally goes to Notre Dame, you could see what he could do.
Yeah.
Because they let him throw a little bit. And by the way, when Brian Kelly left, what did they do in the bowl game? He threw like 60 times.
It was incredible.
All right, so yeah. That he had his Bo Nix moment there for one game. Here's the thing about J.J. McCarthy, and we'll never know until we see him on the field. He does have the championship DNA. There is no question about that. And he is a selfless quarterback. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh had no reason to say what he said about his quarterback if he didn't believe that his quarterback had the right DNA to play quarterback in the NFL. And I do think he does.
He does. Come on.
Does he?
You know, I don't know. I know what you got him pegged, and you got him pegged as like a Christian Ponder or J.P. Lossman, one of those guys.
Yeah.
But he's not that. I'm telling you, he's not that.
Okay.
This game has changed so significantly since then.
J.J. McCarron, that's what I think.
But the game has changed so much over the last 10 years that he's the one kid that when you see him, you say, he's kind of a throwback a little bit. Like, he wasn't out there in shotgun throwing 50 times a game. Now, they had a great defense that helped. But he was the leader of that team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.